On Monday, I had drinks with Bonnie Rubble. We hit a couple divey little bars. We noticed there was quite a lovely lady sitting at the table next to ours. Now Bonnie, who was pretty friggin' wasted, got up and stumbled over with a groan. He said, hey, just between us, my Neanderthalic penis is as massive as a Stegosaurus bone. All cartoons are fucking dicks. They get dick kicks from being pricks. It's a quirk we just can't fix, 'cause all cartoons are fucking dicks.
Did Barney really say that?
Oh, yeah, he is a bastard.
Wow.
And he really does not give a damn about the feelings of women. And it's sad. It's really sad.
Well, you think that's bad? Listen to this.
One day I met an ape of great charisma. Magilla the Gorilla was his name. He wore a little hat and matching bow tie, a fashion which has brought him great acclaim. I said, what do you see as your career peak of all your many flashy escapades? He said, well, this is funky, but you're looking at the monkey who's responsible for bringing you the AIDS. All cartoons are fucking dicks. They get their kicks from being pricks. It's a quirk we just can't fix, 'cause all cartoons are fucking dicks.
So he's the culprit.
I say, that is just awful.
Okay, listen to this little gem. I had a conversation at a party with famous rabbit hunter Elmer Fudd. He told me I just had to see his rifle and dropped it on the table with a thud. I said to him, it's quite a lovely firearm. He told me his fiance likes it too. He said this may be corny, but it really gets me horny when I press it to a temple while we screw.
God, that is one sick bastard.
Ooh, you're not kidding.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is against the law, too, I think.
Well, I got one that's even worse than that. On Friday night, I went to get some candy, some soda, and some chips and other stuff. Along the way, I passed a little alley, and there I saw that canine comic, Gruff. I said to him, hey, you're that famous crime dog. He said, I only work from 9 to 5. And now it's close to 10-ish, and I've got a job to finish, 'cause as you can see, this hooker's still alive. All cartoons are fucking dicks. They get their kicks from being pricks. It's a quirk we just can't fix, 'cause all cartoons are fucking dicks.
That's awful!
Ugh, imagine McGruff beating up hookers.
He is a dick. He is a dick.
Yes, he's a nasty cartoon, but I can top that. Listen to this. One day as I was strolling through the forest, I happened on some mushroom-covered turf. And there, from underneath a patch of fungus, emerged the one and only Papa Smurf. He said, this is our secret mushroom village. I said, then I'm the first to see these views. He said, I'm only kidding, 'cause we only keep it hidden from the Asians, Arabs, faggots, blacks, and Jews. All cartoons are fucking dicks. They get their kicks from being pricks. It's a quirk we just can't fix, 'cause all cartoons are fucking dicks.
That Papa Smurf sounds like a monster.
Oh, he is a dirty, nasty racist and a bigot and a homophobe. And you know what I did when I got home?
What?
I called up Gargamel and I told him where the village is.
Sweet!
Can I go next?
Of course, sweetie.
One day I met
Holy crap, look who's here. It's Jason Alexander.
Hey, cartoon haters.
But I was supposed to go next.
Quiet, honey. Mr. Alexander wants to talk.
I couldn't help overhearing what you were talking about, and I agree. Cartoons are real fucking assholes.
Yeah, that's sort of what we've been trying to communicate.
Well, get a load of this.
He said load.
I know, I heard.
I once met Scooby-Doo at a premiere bash. He looked a little haggard and he stunk. He said the trouble started last December when Daphne made a pass while she was drunk. And now he's got a child out of wedlock, It's dealing his career a fatal blow. I asked him, where's the baby? He said, Jason, buddy, maybe. Now you see why fucking Scrappy's gotta go. All cartoons are fucking dicks. They get their kicks from being pricks. It's a quirk we just can't fix, 'cause all cartoons are fucking dicks.
Wow, Scrappy is the bastard child of Scooby and Daffy.
Shocking, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, you douchebags, want to wrap this up?
So let us leave you now with one suggestion. A bit of wisdom you can take for free. The Mickeys and the Goofies and the Daffies are not the gentle souls they seem to be.
Off-color part of the album.
Actually, if I can soften the mood a bit, I'd like to share a memory with you. When we were filming Road to Europe, I got a chance to see the lovely city of Paris.